from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's time for a classic segment we did for many years here in the G-Bag Nation. It is time for Gavin's Gadgets. Here on 105 Through the Fan. Question for you, Franklin, injury attorney, text line. Is there a gadget in your life? I got at least two of them, maybe three.
Hell yeah.
That I think every man should own, every person should own. And I think you'll agree with me by the time this segment is over at 877-881-1053. I'd love to take your suggestion, especially if it's available on Amazon. But before we get there, would you ever be willing to take an air taxi? Gentlemen, and by air taxi, I mean it's basically a one-man drone that can fly about 100 miles around DFW in half the time it would take you to drive. Brian?
I think I'm driving. You know me, I hate flying.
Yes.
I'm scared of it.
So you're out.
I'm out.
I think I would be out as well. I don't know if I could get used to it.
Yeah,
I recently found peace on an airplane again. I go through cycles where I'm incredibly anxious, and on takeoff and landing, I'm just on pins and needles. And then other times I'm relaxed. But I don't know if I could ever get used to that helicopter feeling. But Joby Aviation says they're going to start commercial operations of its air taxi as soon as 2025. And they have a very interesting aircraft that doesn't need a runway or anything to take off. It's just basically like a helicopter. And
just it hovers off?
Runs like a Tesla, where the computer knows where you want to go. And as an added benefit, they use liquid hydrogen fuel cell. So the only...
isn't that the Hindenburg?
Byproduct is water.
Isn't that,
is that what happened with the Hindenburg?
Hydrogen? Something?
Oh, the humanity!
Yeah. Oh, my gosh! I can't believe it! Oh.
It's a great broadcast, man. I listened to all 4 hours of that broadcast. It's on YouTube.
It is crazy,
it's
though.
It's a great broadcast. And then he falls all the way apart.
He does. He completely... he goes from award-winning...
Dude's talking for 4 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was talking... That it was flying around the city. And then when it land when it was coming in, man, the guy he did when they lowered the rope, and next thing you know, that thing's blowing up.
Oh God!
People incredible jumping piece of video. Out of it. Yeah, 1937 or so. When was that?
Oof!
I'm trying to think when that was. Go ahead.
Look up the Coolify 2S on Amazon. Great for watching kids' baseball games. Sounds like it's maybe a little a portable air conditioning unit or something like that. Can you look that up for me? The Coolify 2S. I tell you what, coming back with kid number two. My plan is for all indoor sports. I'm thinking about maybe some volleyball, maybe some basketball. I don't want to be outside. I mean, I feel for those baseball people sitting on those hot bleachers.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Especially during tournaments. What do we got?
I'm sorry. I got it right. 1937. Man.
Hindenburg.
Yeah, some days. Woo.
Yeah, so this is a smart neck air conditioner.
Okay.
Is that the thing around your neck?
And yeah, it's going to air condition for you. That's amazing. And
the The meter probe is a must-have, says the 903. That sounds like meat thermometer type of deal. Probably have a Bluetooth deal on your phone. Bissell electric mop. See, now we're talking.
Ooh, an electric mop.
Yes. How about 817? Take a Xanax and drink a couple of beers, and you won't give a bleep about crashing on a flight.
Yeah.
You know, used to do that. But, you know, things got in the way of that. But that no doubt about it. I got on a flight one time, and I might have had an Odell Beckham Jr. situation where I couldn't be revived, you know, by the dang flight attendant. You start taking those sleeping aids for a 5-hour flight, and it works for 8 hours.
Were you in the bar area at the time?
Yes, I've been in the bar area.
No, were you mixing?
Oh, yeah. That's the best. Absolutely. You get hammered before the flight. Actually, I think it was 2 years ago before spring training. Eric and I were just belligerent. We're just slamming shots. I am bringing.
Was that the time that we went to?
That was our first time to spring training.
But didn't we eat at the Cajun place? Was that what I bought you at the dinner when you guys were doing shots?
I think that was when we went to Oxnard. We did do that too. Yeah, Eric and I do like to get a little toasty before these things. Yeah. I'm bringing some CBD gummies this time. It's my first flight since the horror
broke. But you ate the shrimp cocktail and were doing shots.
Yeah, I did do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, flight anxiety is real. That's why the bars are there. I'm surprised that people don't go into those little shops where you can actually buy the bottles of booze and just take those on the jet right there with you. Excuse yourself to the lavatory and mix yourself up.
You're talking about the duty-free shop?
A monster. Yeah, and it seems like it's not just the duty-free shops that are selling the booze now, depending on which airport you're at.
Really, those newspaper places sell the booze?
Yeah, they got the little bottle.
Okay.
Best gadget I have, does my digital weed vaporizer count? I suppose it does. 817 makes it easier.
I see one there's you can like, it's like your grinder. You put it in there and it grinds it up and you can just lay it on top of the joint. So you don't have to twist your hand and grind or anything like that.
Amazing.
I see that. I don't know anything about it. You know what I mean?
I'm either, but that looks cool. Huh?
I'd like to go on record. I'm against this.
Okay.
Because I
what
think
about the kids?
No, I think oh. no. I'm against this because I think there's I think there's a certain skill to being able to do that.
Oh yeah,
it is impressive. And you know what? It's a lost art.
Yeah,
weed.
No man, I can
rolling 100%
on some paper.
Yes,
raw paper. I can make it look like a baseball bat.
There are certain friends that I had that was their responsibility. Like you would buy. And you're like, hey, listen, you don't have to worry about buying because
you're right.
You've got a skill. And so now we're using you. You're the guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it is definitely a sight to behold when an individual has, significant skill set like that.
Yes. Rolling techniques.
Yeah.
I think, the powered gadgets, though, is where all this is going. And for me, when I got home from the flight last week, this is where gadget number one in my life makes its appearance.
Man.
We landed gate B, vehicles at gate C, right? So I have to jump on the Skylink. I run over to gate C. I take the stairs up to my vehicle, and I hit the button. Nothing happens.
Ooh.
I'm like, oh, crap.
Wrong car.
I go around to the back and fiddle with the gate, and I realize something got stuck when I slammed the gate shut. I was in a hurry when we got to the airport. It didn't close all the way. Dome light stayed on, and, vehicle is dead. I couldn't get in either. Okay. First cool gadget was that the key is actually inside the key fob on those automatic starters.
I never knew that,
but there's like a little release. So
a button.
But I had to call fiance wife and I'm like, you're never going to believe this. I can't get into the vehicle. She had to tell me that it was inside the key fob. And I said, the vehicle's dead. Oh, so man. That's like the worst scenario, right? We're going to need a locksmith and somebody to jump the vehicle. I'm not sure if we're calling AAA or we're calling the insurance company or we're going to call somebody private. We're going to have to come out of pocket for this. But as I begin to explain to her my rising anxiety level and bracing for the impact of her wrath, because you know what that's going to be dare you close the gate and do all. She's like, well,
kids in bags out there.
Didn't you know that portable battery jumper was on the floor of the back row? And I was like, oh, my goodness. Now I just need to get in. I just need the locksmith. And she's like, no. And honey, you can get the key out of the key fob. So I got in there. And that I would say for a family man, we were about to be stranded at the airport probably for hours.
Yeah.
I mean, we landed right in the middle of rush hour. But to get back there, and this thing was magical. I would say it took the battery from completely dead, like 10 days sitting in an airport parking lot with the dome light on, nothing was doing, wouldn't even click the doors unlocked. This thing went from totally dead to car fired up in 90 seconds. There was a little boost button on it. Cost me $60 on Amazon. It saved brother-in-law probably three or four times, but it's been sitting in the back of fiance wife's vehicle, and it paid off big time. That was probably a multi-hundred dollar save move right there.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get one of those just to be safe.
Then you got to go. You got to go with the portable chainsaw as well with the battery on it. I was doing a lot of yard work.
There are
tons of projects around your yard that you're going to get some clippers out. You're going to get a machete out for. You don't need a hedge trimmer. You just need a Black & Decker $80 battery charged chainsaw, and now you're making light work out of everything.
I told you guys for Christmas, I'm getting you guys this. The best gadget I have is that the meat thermometer.
Yeah.
You can use it, the temperature, you could use it for everything, for the frying oil, for the meat. You could anything you need to temp.
Yeah.
Like you could say, oh, I'm going to cook on site. Yeah. You got to know, hey, I got to cook this thing to 160. I got it. Boom. There, it immediately.
You don't want to overdo chicken breast.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. You will never have better chicken breast unless you have a meat thermometer or you're like a 20-year experienced chef.
Exactly. Yeah, you can look at it all you want, but if it's 190 degrees because you overshot it, you're going to have bad chicken or steak.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. You want medium rare? Yeah. You want medium?
Right.
How are, unless you are just an absolute wizard at gauging that with your thumb.
Yeah. There's some people that could do that, but the meat thermometer saved my rear old.
You know where it pays off more than ever is at Thanksgiving with the turkey.
The turkey, yeah.
Most people overdo their turkey. Yeah. It's all kinds of dry. How do you know? You don't want to pull it early.
Sure.
You can't just put it back in there and recook
it. No.
All right. We got to run. Football's Finest coming up next. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
Where is Mike McCarthy on the latest head coaching rankings, and are Giants fans bitching to be bitching? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.